You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last night, the 12th annual Tape Music Prize was held at Tamaki Makaurau's Q Theatre. The Tape Music Prize highlights outstanding New Zealand albums released in the past year, and it is an award which is open to all genres of music and judged on artistic merit regardless of genre, sales or record label. The top 10 artists up for this year's award were Anna Coddington, L.A.B., Nadia Reid, Reb Fountain, Rhea Hall, Tammy Nielsen, The Beths, The Phoenix Foundation, Troy Kingi and Wax Chattels. Ultimately, it was Reb Fountain who took out that top prize for her wonderful self-titled record, which came out last year via Flying Nun. Handed out alongside that prize was also the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award, which celebrates the freshest talent from Aotearoa. And the three artists up for that this year were Amamelia, Dick Move and Nga Noise, with Nga Noise taking out the prize for their record Waiting For You, which came out via 1-12. It was a really special night with live performances from last year's Tate Prize winner Troy Kingi, who did a beautiful te reo Māori version of his track Ethiopia. There was also a very moving performance from Pātea Māori Club, who performed Poie, which was being recognised as the Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record Award for 2021. Zoe and I headed down to Q Theatre with our microphone in hand to have a yarn to some of the nominees, get the scoop on how everyone was feeling, and also, of course, to have a chat to the winners as well. Whakarongo mai nei to hear those conversations, and also, if you'd like to hear Nga Noise do a very special live cover of Reb Fountain's Faster. Zoe, we're at the Tates.
We're at the Tates.
What can you see?
I see some very nice lights, some nice plants, bread, black dresses, and...
And can you see some local celebs?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, there are lots of awesome musicians as well.
Oh, I appreciate that you honed in on the snacks and the lights, which are both very important parts of any awards ceremony.
Absolutely.
Kia ora, I'm Amelia.
Hi.
How are you?
Just terrified. I'm losing my mind right now. How are you?
I'm very good. Can you describe the scene for us?
Lots of people dressed in black. Lots of suits, no tie. That's on trend for tonight, I would say. Yeah, some indoor hats.
Nice.
Some red wine. It's an award ceremony. I literally don't know anything about what's happening. But I really appreciate it. Thank you, I am NZ.
Hello, Amanda. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I've literally grabbed you as you've immediately walked in the door, so I feel like I've almost like surprise attacked you here. But Wax Chattels are nominated for Clot tonight. Feeling excited, feeling stoked, feeling nervous.
I'm feeling socially anxious, so I'm glad that I've been stopped here to talk to someone rather than deep dive into the pool of people who are very friendly, but there's a lot of them.
Can you please tell me about your fantastic pants, because I love them so much.
I'm wearing these tartan Jimmy D pants that I've had for a year but could not fit because lockdown, you know. They're quite fragile, so I'm not going to be doing any karate kicks.
No squats tonight.
No squats.
Well, I hope you have a lovely time. Any sort of goals for the evening beyond winning the award, of course?
Last time I was here, I had too many beers before the ceremony and did not enjoy the ceremony, let's put it that way.
Oh, no.
I won't do that. That's why I said no beer to my partner.
Okay.
Another drink.
Well, have a really lovely time and we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you.
moment when you walk in the door and you're like, I know everyone's here, but who do I need to find first?
Yep, and where are the snacks being the other crucial question.
That was actually the question foremost in my mind on the way here because I am quite hungry. But apparently there's going to be some pizza, so
that's all you
my
need.
Eyes have healed.
Kia ora, Anna Coddington.
Kia ora.
How are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
This is a bit of a nice, exciting, glamorous night we've got going on here.
It is. It's very exciting and pretty glamorous. It really is. It is for me. I mean, I don't... You know, I don't always end up in these groups nominated for things, so it's really nice for me because a lot went into the record and I, you know, really believe in it, you know, just that it has something to say and a place in the world, so it's a nice acknowledgement for sure. Yeah. And like, amazing group of records and people, so. Let's dive deeper, try to fall.
Whole bunch of people wearing bee suits outside, and
oh my God.
I've just realised it's the Becks. So we're going to find out what's going on there.
What, the buzzers? Hey, I'm on fire. I'm not getting excited because the thrill isn't mine to invite it. Just the chill when I learn that it's finally my turn. I finally earned my place in the urn. And I
hello, the Becks.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey.
Kia ora.
All right, you're dressed as beekeepers. What's going on here?
We haven't put very much thought into it, to be honest. We're thinking about what to wear, and it gets kind of stressful when you think about dressing for events. And we just kind of thought it would be fun. I was like, what if we dressed as beekeepers? And Ben, like 5 seconds later, was like, I have six beekeeper costumes in my cart.
I quite like interviewing people with like these sort of like mesh masks on. I feel like I'm talking to aliens. It's great.
I reckon that this is why people keep bees, because you feel like an astronaut.
Yes.
Without the associated danger and years of training and things like that. But the bees don't care.
Everyone's seen a lot of stuff, but really, we just really love BFM.
Your beautiful coat.
Thank you. I bought it from a shop called Moa. I didn't really need the coat, but
it's a fancy award ceremony. You're allowed to buy a fancy coat for it, I think.
Fur, faux fur. I'm mostly excited to just see everybody after a year or so of not.
Yeah.
The all the nominees are just people I adore, so it's like a big reunion party. It's New Zealand, it's Aotearoa, we're all floating on the same thing, you know? It's like, I always think of it's just the candle lighting the other candle when people succeed. For your art. There are things
how are you?
I'm good. Well, it's wet, but we're inside now, so hallelujah.
Hard out, yeah. It's a proper Auckland night tonight.
Tonight it is, yeah.
How are you feeling ahead of the big award ceremony this evening?
Oh, yeah, it's always nice to come out, you know. I don't get the opportunity often. I'm a mum of two boys under two, so this is a huge treat to be out, just amongst peers and catch up with the whānau, really. Really cool.
Yeah. It's a pretty special award because it's a lot of people who don't necessarily always get to show up at the bigger awards ceremonies.
Oh, I'm just stoked to be amongst it, you know. I'm stoked to be a small part, small player in the big pond, and I'm just really excited that the independent music industry gets to celebrate in this fashion and in this climate. So I'm really blessed to be here.
Well, there's nothing small about Manawa Weta. It's an amazing album.
Thank
so
you.
I'm glad it's been celebrated, and I hope you have a lovely time.
I'm very humbled about that. So just really stoked. My partner and I are both up from Tauranga, and we got a babysitter for our babies at the hotel. So but it's a special treat to be here for our album. So thank you for the support.
Up for the independent debut. How are you feeling?
Very excited, very honoured to be here. Kind of, I have a bit of imposter syndrome, as that happens, but no, I'm very stoked.
If it helps, like, everybody we've talked to has also said that, so yeah. I think that's kind of the buzz.
I think so. Something I look around and I'm just like, wow, look at these people that I'm rubbing my shoulders against. Like, for a little punk DIY band from Whammy, this is pretty fun. Also just saw LMNOP over there, and I'm thinking I would like to have a party with them later.
That would be very good. Kick-ons at Whammy.
I want to make your dick move. Let me see your dick move.
Luke, hello.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Sam, hello.
Good evening. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. The Phoenix Foundation, how are you feeling to be nominated tonight?
It's great to be nominated, and I feel like we've been to a number of these events, but it's awesome to still be part of them and to just see all of these artists nominated with us tonight who are really fantastic. Watch the people coming through that we just really respect and are our friends, and it's great. What a wonderful gang to be part of.
Tammy Nelson, hello, how are you?
Hello!
You have got the most fantastic earrings on, these beautiful gold tassels.
Thank you. Yeah, it's tinsel earrings and confetti dress, so I feel like, you know, I'm bringing the party.
It's
you
a celebration.
Yeah, I'm a walking party. Yeah. I am just totally excited and grateful, and I always say, you know, these events are the closest that we get in our industry to kind of a work event where everyone comes together, because it's such a... you know, it can be a very isolating industry. You're working on your own, you kind of have your head down, you're doing your own thing. So this is, you know, the closest we get to colleagues, and it's a beautiful night of our music family and our community, and so that's my favorite part about it.
Oh, excellent. Screaming from the kettle, knocking at the BFM. Drunk, clear, Indian boy, they said, spouting off his mouth about the great man's dead. What's the little brag between boys in the cell? Never know who's listening at the gates of hell. They're like video stores, press rewind, delete. On those that don't work, that don't fit nice and neat. In the future we say he's worth something. Hell, I could have been somebody. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
Well, if you didn't know who she was before last night, it's pretty hard not to know who Reb Fountain is now. She is the winner of the Tate Prize for 2021, a very well-deserved win. The Tate Prize, if you're not familiar with the whole shebang, is an award that was named after Dylan Tate, the legendary New Zealand music journalist, and it highlights outstanding New Zealand albums released in the past calendar year. It's open to all genres, and there's no constraints in terms of like sales or record labels or how many, you know, tickets you're able to shill to your gigs. It's all about how your record sounds and how it's been created and put together. It's about the music itself, and that's why it's a really special record award to celebrate. And Reb was nominated alongside Anna Coddington for her wonderful record Beams, LAB for LAB4, Nadia Reid, Out of My Province, Rhea Hall from Manawa Weta, Tammy Nielsen, Chicka Boom, The Beths, Jump Rope Gazers, The Phoenix Foundation, Friendship, Troy Kingi, The Ghost of Freddie Caesar. Troy nominated 2 years in a row and winning last year as well for Holy Colony Burning Acres, which is pretty amazing, and Wax Chattels for Clot. So it was pretty tough competition, and I don't envy the judges, but Reb did take out the prize last night, and we had a chat with her just after she found out she won. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Freak the fuck out. I'm really, this is incredible. I don't know what, yeah, I don't know.
We let out an extremely huge holler when your name was called, as did the whole room. It must have been a pretty special moment for you.
I did not think that. In fact, I was, the only thing I thought about winning was that I'd have to say something on stage, and I was really terrified. No, I was not expecting that.
You said a lot of actually really fantastic things on stage.
I have no idea what I said. Please tell me.
Well, one of the things that I was most struck by was you were talking about, you know, this weird year we've all had. I think that kind of almost goes without saying, but you were talking about the community and also all those artists in that room. It must be pretty incredible to have a moment like this, to be able to reflect and celebrate and kind of commiserate for people who we're thinking about overseas who can't be doing this right now. What's going on in your head at this particular moment after this big win, looking back on this big year?
That I forgot to thank my family on stage? Yeah, shit.
No.
No. No, what's... all of my fellow nominees and all of the folks out there who do this work, I am just grateful to be a part of the community. You know, we're a diverse bunch. We do many different facets of this job, but it's really challenging. And it's been incredible to pull together as a community and look after one another and kind of think about that ecosystem a little bit more. And yeah, I'm honored.
Another thing I was really struck by was you said that this was the first sort of record where you felt like you really wanted to stand up for yourself almost with it. What did you mean by that?
I think I felt this determination and commitment to have my own back in a way that I hadn't before. Of course, I've always wanted to make music, but this was something different, some deep magic, you know. And that has carried me through. It really changed my trajectory and the kind of music that I made and the album that we made. And you know, it's really hard to step into your own light for any of us. It's a scary thing to do, to be your truest self, and it takes work. But I reckon the more that we do that, the more inspiration we are for others, like I have been inspired by my friends and community. So.
And the other thing that I thought was really special, and that I've always thought is really special about your music, is that your kids are really involved and in their own artistic right as well. You know, your daughter Lola has made one of your music videos. She's an incredible director. Actually, a couple of your music videos. And your son's done some of your cover art as well. What's it like, I guess, experiencing all that creative potential with your family? It must be pretty amazing.
They've been there from the start. You know, that's the great thing, is that... they've been with me by my side, you know, and unfortunately for them, pulled along to gigs many times, or had to say goodbye as I went away on tour. And, but they've been incredibly supportive, and they helped me be my best self. Yeah, couldn't do it without them.
Well, congratulations, Reb. We're very stoked.
Thank
for you.
You,
and I hope you have a lovely time celebrating.
Thank you so much.
That was the mighty Reb Fountain, of course, winner of the Tate Prize 2021. There was a huge, huge cheer in the room for her when her name was called out. I think a lot of people would say overdue for someone like Reb, who's been working in the industry for a really long time, but a very, very deserving record to take out the title last night amongst a bunch of other fantastic albums that we love here at BFM. Another cool thing that got celebrated last night is an award that we also champion hard here, because it supports artists that are brand new, that are putting out their first record or their first full feature. And last night, the people who took out the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award were none other than old mates Nah Noise. They were nominated alongside Amelia for her wonderful record Wow, out via Sun Return, Dick Move for their album Chop on 1 to 12 Records, and their own album Waiting For You was also out via 1 to 12 Records, so they must be feeling pretty stoked at the moment. Let's have a listen to the chat we had with Harriet and Yolanda right after their big win. Nah noise. Yolanda, kia ora, and Harriet.
Kia ora.
Congratulations on Best Independent Debut. How are you feeling?
Wonderful.
Mightily independent.
It is pretty special. We've also got Chris, but he's hiding in the corner eating pizza, distinctly not wanting to do interviews. But you both, well, all three of you have just performed a very good cover of Reb Fountain, who just won the Big Tate Prize. Not that yours is the Small Tate Prize.
Well,
physically, if we're going on the side.
What does it look like?
One person gets the award and one person gets the piece of wood that it's sitting on.
Pizza.
You have just covered Reb Fountain's Faster, so you probably have spent the last wee while playing Reb's music. How's that been?
Quite stressful. Big shoes to fill, impossible to imitate, so we kind of tried to do our somewhat own thing on it.
It felt like a Nah Noise song, but also a Reb Fountain song, which a good cover should, I feel. What's been the nicest part of tonight, apart from winning the award itself?
I feel like I haven't had any respite. We had our category, and then we had to set up, and then we had to play, and here we are doing media.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
We've been very honest. Yeah. We keep telling people the ordeal. It's been such an ordeal.
I'm going to let you guys get on with the rest of your night, but it's always a pleasure, and we're very, very stoked for you. Nah Noise, Yolanda, and Harriet.
Thank you, BFM. You're our lifeline.
Woo! Sorry. Here we go.
That was Zoe. She's a producer from BFM Breakfast. And this is your host, Rachel.
As you can tell, the end of the night kind of descended into chaos in a wholesome and generally very enjoyable way. Huge congrats to Nah Noise, who took out Best Independent Debut. Very, very well deserved. Everybody who was nominated, though, I mean, it's such a cheesy cliche to be like, everyone's a winner, but it did kind of feel like that last night.
Yeah, it was a great night.
It was extremely wholesome. As you will have just heard there as well, Nah Noise covered Reb Fountain's track Faster, and we've got the audio for you, so I think we better have a listen to it.
Thank you.
I only forgot one word.
That was Nah Noise covering Reb Fountain's Faster last night at the Tate Awards 2021. Did you have a good time, Zoe?
I had the best time. It was so great.
It was a very, very wholesome evening. A lot of people just being stoked to be in the same room as each other and celebrating awesome independent music. Congratulations once again to the winner of the Tate Prize 2021, Reb Fountain.
Congrats.
And big old congrats. The winner of the Classic Award, which was Patea Māori Club, with the wonderful Poi E. Congrats to Nah Noise for taking out the Auckland Live Best Independent debut. And a huge congrats also to Pete Rainey and Glenn Common from Smoke Free Rock Quest, who won the Independent Spirit Award for their contribution to music for 33 years of motivating young musicians, helping them develop their skills and talent and give them a platform to get them interested in music from a young age. We actually had a really lovely text in from Justin, who said, it's really cool that Glenn Common got an award. He was my bass teacher at school and formed a band at our school, Kashmir in Christchurch, that ended up being the first band playing at the first Rock Quest he ever did. And they had Beck Runga on backing vocals.
Amazing.
That's a mean as claim to fame there, Justin.
That is awesome.
And actually, that was one of the most wholesome bits of the whole night, was so many of those illustrious musicians had actually got their sort of like early kicks in Smoke Free Rock Quest. So there was a massive, massive cheer for Pete and Glenn when they got given that award. A lot of people very, very stoked to see that.
I liked how there was so much recognition of amazing work that's happened, but especially in their speech, they were talking so much about the future and really creating a great environment for new musicians. And yeah, it was the best night. It was so great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.